Three little words, that's all we live for. Three little words of big and great significance. Dr. Martin Luther King speaks of these three words. All, here, and now.
Three words to tell this nation what we are talking about. They aren't big words. You don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter them. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp them. They are three little words. But we want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. The other word is here. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And then there are some others who tell Negroes in the South to leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia and South Carolina, we are saying something else now. We want all of our rights, and we want all of our rights here in Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. Then there's a third word. It is the word now. We are not willing to wait 100 years for our rights. We are not willing to wait 50 years for what is ours on the basis of the Constitution of this United States and the authority of God Himself. No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years for our rights. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in calm, patient terms must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here. And we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now at this hour. This is what you're saying.
Good morning. Good morning. This is your branch president, Ken Hodge, with Sunday morning PRS, Postal Rap System. Hey, listen, I just thought it was a beautiful and motivating touch to lead off with the Honorable Dr. King. He talked about three words, all, here, and now. If we can probably echo those exact three words to postal management on a much smaller view, naturally, because our rights are beginning to slip away. And if we don't unite in solidarity, all, here, and now, is going to be so far from our grasp that it's out of reach. Hey, listen, interesting subject for the rap session this morning. I happen to be walking by the union office, which I'm not allowed in. I don't have keys to, so to speak. Well, I'm not allowed in. Let's tell it like it is. And I see where the local president took the liberty of posting the correspondence from the charges that I brought against the against his local. He took great pride in trying to ensure that everyone knew that all my charges were untimely, procedurally defective, or frivolous. Well, I thought it was done. Again, I'm not even close to being satisfied with the manner in which it was handled at any level, but I thought it was done. But seeing how my local president wants to make this a public event, I'm going to engage him. Thursday morning, I'm going to do a podcast on those charges. If he wants to post them I guess, an attempt to shame me in front of my people for exercising my rights. I'm okay with that. But I'm going to respond back to my branch with respect to those. Now, before I even go into my response, let it be fully understood that as per our Constitution, the national, I guess you could say they did whatever it is they do. So as far as me continuing with those charges in this forum, I have to live by their decision. And I'm okay with that because, as I said, I try to follow the rules. So I have no more, I personally have no more correspondence to send to the national or the local on those charges. That is what that is at this level. I don't think I'm through with the process. I just want to make that known. But again, I have to live with the results. So not happy, not even happy about the way the decision was reached. But I'm going to share what I thought of the charges with the podcast audience Thursday morning, on Thursday morning's postal rap session. It's probably going to be a little more than the normal 9 to 15 minutes, but I would ask that you engage me, and maybe we can put this to rest at this level. And I don't mean, I'm not trying to be evasive. No, I'm not satisfied, and I still am looking at other venues to have my voice heard on those charges. But I accept, I don't agree with, but I accept the finding from the national office. Again, it's their responsibility to process the charge, receive the charge, process it, and find out if it's got merit, and then respond back to the person issuing the charges or bringing the charges. So I hopefully my narrative on Thursday morning will show you the type of national we have. It will show you, and again, I hope it's a good thing. It'll show you how the national received the charges as per Article 10 in our Constitution. I'm going to show you how the national processed the charges. I may even share with you some communications I had before the final decision. And then I'll share with you the final decision they made, which was, I think, untimely, procedurally defective, and frivolous. Yes, that's what it was. Hey, but listen, that's all I really want to say about that right now. I'll get back with this topic on Thursday morning. But as I said to you yesterday, we're going to start, well, I'm going to start trying to, again, promote mail handlers who have businesses, careers, anything on my podcast. And again, this week, I'm going to be trying to give you a sample of some of the musical talent we have in the post office. Any mail handler who would like 2 to 3 minutes on the podcast to showcase their musical talents, or if you have a business, would like a 45-second plug on your business, or whatever it is that I can do on this podcast to help grow your business as mail handlers, and mail handlers only, please, I am more than happy to do that. Now, let me say this. This week, we'll be demoing a little bit of hip-hop. Now, you have to remember, I am way past the hip-hop era. In fact, my hip-hop goes back to Public Enemy, Boogie Down Production, folks of that era. But again, as we try to change and stay in contact or stay relevant to the Generation Xers, or the new generation that's coming into the workforce, they like a little different music. So this week, I'm going to ask that at the end of every podcast, I'm going to play little snippets of some of the talent that we have in Columbus. If the music is not your genre, please just go ahead and you can stop listening. But again, if it's interested and the music sounds good, whatever the beat is, and you like it, contact the mail handler, and let's help grow each other's business. Again, everything that I showcased this week may not be for you, but if it is, let's reach out to the mail handlers who produce it and show them some love. First mail handler we're going to sample this morning is, I'm just going to use his stage name, and if they want to go further, they can let you know that. Pablo Sanchez out of Columbus, Ohio. Hey, that was a little bit of Pablo Sanchez. I'll find a more extended version probably by tomorrow morning. Just a little sample. Again, just trying to help mail handlers do whatever it is they want to do. So I asked my podcast audience to roll with me this week. Yeah, some of the music may be a little hard, maybe a little soft, but just roll with me this week as we show love to mail handlers. Again, if you've got a music business or any other type outside of postal life work that you do and would like to be given a couple of seconds of free advertising on the Postal Rap Session podcast, hey, just get at me. Everybody, let's have a wonderful day.